the importance, it's basically to accelerate, to improve the access into Gaza for humanitarian assistance. Up to now, we've actually been, at least for the food assistance, we've been only accessing it through the Kerem Shalom crossing. Rafah will allow us to certainly bring in assistance from also another hub where we can purchase it in Egypt, which usually is also cheaper than in many other places we are importing it from. So it is a critical issue. It will allow more volume of assistance to come into Gaza, and it will actually allow us to increase the effectiveness and efficiency of what we are doing.
How big are the needs you're trying to meet in Gaza?
At the moment in Gaza, we have approximately, in total, 500,000 people which are displaced. We are reaching approximately 350,000 people at the moment. We certainly expect that as this period of peace, of calm, remains, many of these people will actually try to go back to their homes. We will accompany them to their homes as well. We are at the moment feeding, as an example, in hospitals, about 2,000 patients. In shelters, about 350,000 people. We provide electronic vouchers to people hosted in families for about 120,000 people. And just recently, we've done an emergency distribution to try to reach all those people that are unable to leave their houses, that have not become displaced, but whose food supplies have run very short, to almost 500,000 people. So we're really accessing and targeting most of the people in Gaza.
Do you have assurances from the Egyptian government regarding keeping the Rafah crossing open?
The Egyptian government has been highly cooperative with the World Food Program and other UN agencies. They have made a commitment as well in the recent peace agreement to maintain some wide open access for humanitarian assistance programs. So I think I can say without any doubt that yes, the Egyptian government has been very cooperative, and they're supporting very much the work of the United Nations.
How about the financial situation of the WFP right now in trying to meet the increasing needs in Gaza?
This is actually one of the issues that at the moment is preoccupying me the most. We have a need between September and December of approximately 17 million. Additionally to everything that we at the moment are paying, we're actually coming out with an appeal for about 70 million to be able to finalize the year in relation to the needs of people. We will need to feed people that go back home. They will not find anything to eat for a while up until their economy stabilizes. We will need to continue feeding approximately 100,000 people in shelters, people that will not have a home to go back to. We will need to maintain also assistance to inpatients in hospitals, etc. So these are the main challenges that we will have in the next 6 months.